you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Derek Sanderlin trains new police recruits in San Jose, California, how to avoid implicit bias toward minorities. The 27-year-old Sanderlin required emergency surgery for a ruptured testicle after he was shot with rubber bullets.
Oh!
As officers squared off with protesters, according to ABC 7.
Ow.
Rubber bullet to the nut.
Didn't that just blow his balls off?
Now,
it would rupture
like
it, apparently.
The guy said it looked like the cop was aiming for him there.
I think
he
probably
was very close. He was very close. Now then, it's against the rules.
To aim for your nuts?
To aim for your nuts or your face.
With rubber bullets.
With rubber bullets.
Yeah. It's like Nerf rules.
Don't they usually try to bounce them off the ground?
Only times
a thousand. I can't answer that. That I don't know.
I thought they would shoot in front of you and then the bullet would...
But either way, if it hits your eye, you kill it.
Oh, yeah.
You blind your eye.
Yeah,
So now Mr. Sanderlin and his wife Kayla are uncertain if he's going to be able to have children.
Is other nuts bad too?
I can't answer how it affected the other one.
Well, the other ones could stay healthy.
I don't know, but apparently this is up in the air according to doctors.
Right. I've seen pictures of it taking those bullets taking people's eyes out or what they do to their foreheads. That on your balls would be
I do suggest, Todd, that you... You just keep rubber bullets in your house. You found out earlier, besides Todd, his stepson fired one off in the garage.
Into the garage, too.
Yeah, but if we'd used rubber bullets.
Your poor floors.
They'd bounce all around and hit you back.
Right. That's good it might bounce all around the office.
Like, and, like a cartoon.
It hurt me.
Yeah. Bounce it all around.
Ricocheted all over the place.
Yeah.
Now, Mr. Sanderlin, he's a community activist. He first stepped in during the protest when a crowd targeted a man in a blue Mustang. The driver had a Blue Lives Matter license plate frame. And so Mr. Sanderlin stepped in and helped that guy out, the guy that had the Blue Lives Matter license plate frame.
Right.
And then the cops shot him. Nevertheless, a little bit more about that license plate frame. Sanderlin intervened. The guy was able to drive away unharmed. The driver of the Mustang later said, "The license plate frame is not in support of police officers. It's an effort to get out of speeding tickets."
Oh yeah, people would put stickers, FOP stickers, on their back of the car. Yeah. Yeah, I've seen that. That's never worked.
Or a State Patrol sticker on your back window. Right. That's supposed to, and apparently that doesn't impress them.
Right.
It might be quite the opposite.
Yeah.
I think that means don't look for the heroin in the trunk.
Yeah. Right next to the pot leaf on your bumper sticker.
So later at City Hall, Sanderlin saw police officers shooting rubber bullets at people, including young women. In an interview with the Mercury News, he said he saw a young girl shot squarely in the chest, elderly women targeted with rubber bullets. He said he started walking sideways over to them with his hands up, hoping to stop them from shooting innocent people. And so he was standing 10 to 15 feet from officers when he got shot.
I thought about this, you know, they didn't break out there. They break out the rubber bullets in this city when it happened last week. I don't think they did here. I could be wrong. I don't know.
I didn't hear.
But my daughter's pretty politically active, and she's 17, and I was a little worried about her. She was going to go down, and then something else happened. She couldn't make it. But that's what I was worried about her, just being innocently shot protesting by a rubber bullet, by a cop, you know.
Absolutely. And I know people that got tear gassed.
Yeah, I was afraid for her there, too.
I know people that, and a few blocks away, you could still smell it and feel it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's powerful stuff.
Mm-hmm. City of Chicago said no to all large permitted outdoor events through Labor Day, and so Lollapalooza said, we're not going to quite cancel, but we're just going to do everything online.
I saw Coachella is officially canceled now.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of fireworks stuff canceled, too, in certain cities and places.
You can't watch from your car?
No, no, the big ones where everybody shows up and gathers together.
Right.
And
yeah, sits next to each other.
Right, yeah.
On a blanket?
For instance.
Or just shows up, you know. Thousands of people all together.
I'm fine with that.
I am, too.
Yep.
Remember when the kids were little, we'd drive to a fireworks show, you sit there forever and wait, there they are.
But in our city, we don't have to drive anywhere. You just look outside your windows. But you're right, though. Those are lame.
But at least it's always really hot when they put those on, too. Let's get there 3 hours early. It's going to be 99 degrees, and we'll wait.
How do you celebrate America?
Well, you get there 12 hours early, and you put your blanket down, right, and then you come back later.
Well, that's just for the concert.
That's the concert.
Oh, that's right. That's just
and that's not happening
show.
Either.
And a lot of times you were at a parade that same day.
Yep. Oh, they canceled your parade. Those
are paraded. Those are canceled too.
Yep. You're happy about that. That's a silver lining for you,
right? No, I'm going to miss it.
There's a small part of our city has a big parade every year.
No, actually, the last couple of years we finally have kicked that.
You got rid of that, right?
We started going to a movie on 4th of July in the middle of the day during the parade instead.
Oh, good idea. But you can't do that this year.
No.
Well, there's no parade anyway.
There's no parade. There's no movies.
Right.
Yeah.
God, there's nothing. There's just nothing.
Well, we finally just decided that instead of sitting out in a hot day and watching a dumb parade, let's go find a cool movie theater and just hang out.
Yeah.
It was way better.
Well, hell yeah. That sounds great.
But both traditions down the drain this year.
Parades suck.
They
we always
do.
Have to go to one that's that my daughter would like twirling, but they don't. The parade lasts like 2 hours, and if they spaced everything out right, it could be like an hour. But a lot of times you just sit, and there's just empty street in front of you, and you're waiting for whatever's next to come.
Moving, right,
come on, keep it moving.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Shriners aren't keeping up.
Yeah,
their little cars.
No, I like the little cars.
We were in that parade for years, and it became a battle zone because of water balloons. It became dangerous for us. I love you, Todd and Tyler. And then a balloon would hit me in the face and explode. So, thank you. We love you too. I'm serious. It was a fun time the first couple of years, and after that, it became a battle zone.
Keep in mind,
just getting pummeled.
Now, right? Oh, pummeled.
It was a balloon large enough to damage that melon.
Well, the water explode, and then we'd throw balloons back and hit them. I think nowadays it might be really dangerous.
Yeah, and then you'd try to return fire, and you'd miss, and hit collateral damage to the innocents around.
Yeah, I hit a kid pretty hard.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. I'd apologize bad to his mom.
Oh, during the parade or after?
No, I went over after I saw that I was trying to throw it to another guy who just nailed me, and he was a grown man. He ducked, and I just took out some 10-year-old kid's face.
Caught in the crossfire.
With a water balloon. And I and the mom's credit, that kid's probably 25 now. To the mom's credit now, she was cool with me. I said,
"Happy
I'm
birthday,
sorry,
America."
Yeah. Well, it might have gotten that mom out of ever going to a parade again.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Couple of Indonesians in the most conservative province of Indonesia were caught having the premarital sex.
Uh-oh.
I can't have that.
Is that illegal?
Are they dead now?
No.
What did they do to them?
They just flogged them 100 times each.
100?
100.
What do they flog you with?
Yeah, it's not like the cane thing, is it? Where they
very close to that,
really?
Yeah.
Ouch.
This is whipping, apparently.
Is it like the old cat of nine tails?
This is the only region in Muslim-majority Indonesia to impose Islamic law that allows whipping for charges including gambling, adultery, drinking the alcohol, and the gay sex.
Boy, we'd be whipped big time for all those.
This is a rattan cane.
Oh.
100 times?
Yeah, the couple had their temperatures checked and wore face masks.
Oh, really?
Then got lashed with a rattan cane.
So we don't
at least they were making sure they were safe.
Yeah, well, oh, this was like
the, don't have COVID, but
years ago when you heard about the guy who spit gum on the sidewalk in Singapore.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And he got caned.
Right.
Apparently, that's a common form of punishment.
That was only like 5 or 10 times.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This man's flogging was briefly paused because it hurt too much. He could not bear the pain.
Yeah.
A second flogger had to be pressed into service to finish the heavy lashing of his female partner. Dozens watched the flogging.
Ow, 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 ow.
Yeah, they're like, it was just the butt. It was just the butt.
But
that stuck to the tape.
Usually, hundreds will come and watch these things. Oh. This time it was just dozens.
Because of the COVID. Yeah.
Because of the pandemic.
Social distancing.
Some dude's all pissed off. Man, I'm missing the flogging.
No movies, no parade, no flogging. What am I going to do?
Well, a local resident said, yeah, not so many people came today because maybe they've seen it many times before or they're just afraid of the COVID.
Did they live stream it? They should have live streamed it.
Another man caught in a hotel room where the woman was also whipped 40 times, but his underaged female partner was not whipped at all.
So he's banging somebody underage.
Well, just the second guy. And he just got 40. But the couple, they got 100 each.
And normally there would be a large crowd that gathers for the cane and the flogging.
How'd they catch them? Because if you're just a private situation with you and somebody else and want to do it premarital and don't tell anybody and do it behind closed doors, nobody sees you, I'm sure a lot of people don't get caught.
They could have been, someone could have said, hey, those two went into a hotel room together.
Yeah, you know they're banging.
And then the police can just walk in.
Right.
But that first guy still tried to get laid after that.
Of course you did.
So you want to do it again?
Yeah, just don't touch my bag. It hurts.
We're going to have to do it standing up.
So a new 2-year study from the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Uh-oh, this is about weed, right?
It is, and this is probably not good for weed smokers.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
Here's the thing. Now then, as I read this, I think, people on any drug probably feel this way after a while.
Right.
Don't care what it is. So here we go. 2-year study from the Colorado Department of Transportation found that Colorado marijuana users considered driving while high was, more often than not, not that dangerous. Many heavy users relied on a gut check to determine whether they could drive safely or not after using. The more often people consumed cannabis, the less dangerous they considered driving under the influence of cannabis to be, the study's authors wrote. Most users are critical of laws, policies, and enforcement surrounding driving under the influence of cannabis, researchers say.
Is that because the early days of driving drunk, people were critical of that, too, I'm sure. Is that why it is, you think?
Well, days of driving drunk, people still feel that way.
I realize that, but I think the drunks eventually became, I think people that drank alcohol eventually started thinking, hey, this is not cool. Is it going to take that long for weed heads to realize it's not cool to drive really high?
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
But at the same time, because we know people that say, I drive better when I'm drunk.
Well, that's stupid. And, I heard that years ago.
Well, we all know those people.
Does anybody say that anymore,
I don't
really?
Think it's anymore. I think I'm just asking, is it going to go? Is it going to take that many years for potheads like it did alcoholics? Because everybody, right or wrong, drinking and driving was a, no big deal.
But I think their argument is,
what's the problem?
Right.
I concentrate more when I'm drunk and driving, which means they don't really concentrate when they're drunk. It means they're crappy drivers to begin with.
No, you're right.
Constantly. No, you don't get any better when you're drunk.
Yeah, but I don't hear that.
And
like
you don't
I used
get
to.
Any better when you're high.
Yeah, I don't hear that drunk one anymore like I used to.
But we did.
Ago. All we did. But
I'm sure people still feel that way. Because, first of all, there's tolerance. And some people are going to be able to drive better on a couple of beers than I am.
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean there. Yeah.
And I think that's part of the deal with driving.
Right?
Driving on anything. Even prescription drugs, they tell you, hey, take this a few times before you go out and start driving on it.
So you're telling potheads you're really not helping here. A lot of potheads are, it's no big deal. We shouldn't be able to drive high.
Study participants want more meaningful...
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's the thing, the gut check. Ah, boy, how am I feeling?
Right.
Do I feel like fine. I can do this? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do I feel drunk?
I don't feel impaired.
Yeah. Right. So study participants said they want more meaningful research about detection methods, proper self-assessment guidelines, and how long to wait before driving.
They don't seem to be making any progress in that arena. You know, if you can tell, any indicators would tell you're high at the time. Because the only test for THC is, well, it's in your system for a long time.
Right.
So, and a blood test is going to, you know, if you smoked in the last month, it's going to say, yeah, you're positive for THC. Doesn't mean you're high at the time.
Yeah, and burned out red eyes could be on anybody.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they could play a guitar solo and see how long it takes you to be like, how long's this solo?
Yeah.
So if you go like 2-3 minutes, they're like, you're baked.
Yeah. Good point. Cops could be there a while. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're just waiting.
Yeah. Well, it's a point.
Once again, potheads, Nick, not helping.
No, I don't drive after smoke. It freaks me out.
Yeah, it should freak you out.
Yeah.
And no, it freaks out other people.
I'm super,
with you.
Super paranoid going through every intersection, right. Just like bracing for impact. And like, it's very nerve wracking. I just wait to get home.
Yeah. Hopefully, the light's green.
You know, totally.
With as much as you talk about weed making you paranoid, I'm amazed you stick with it.
I know.
It seems like you're always mentioning that weed makes you paranoid.
It kind of does. But it's usually just that hump. It's like a hump I have to get over. It's like part of being baked, and then I enjoy, you know, from 25 minutes on.
After the paranoia.
The first 25 minutes can be kind of a bumpy ride.
Post-paranoia, everything's enjoyable.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would hang with something that made me that paranoid all the time. So good on you, man.
Is it every time?
It's not every time.
Okay, I was going to say, because most times paranoia is not every time with pot. No.
And I think it's probably just like mostly underlying anxiety.
Still get paranoid at all, Craig? Anything.
Never.
Yeah. You remember back in the day when we started smoking it? I remember being paranoid a couple of times back in the day.
I never was. I never had to suffer that one.
Right.
No, I never went through that myself either.
A report released by the governor's Highway Safety Association concluded.
Going, maybe you'll pass that eventually because you know, these guys are a little older than you. So
right.
Yeah.
Maybe eventually you'll just get over that.
I got something to look forward to.
Keep powering through, buddy.
Yeah. Look around.
Yeah, but they never.
Something to look forward to.
They never powered through it. They never had it.
They never had it. That's true.
So, you know, I don't think that really applies.
I think it's more if I'm in my own head, like when I smoke, it takes me like more inside my own head. I think it's got more to do with.
Yeah.
How I'm going into it.
It's a you thing, not a weed thing.
Right.
A report released by the Governor's Highway Safety Association concluded the effects of marijuana on driving, quote, are complex, not understood well, and vary from driver to driver.
Thanks.
Exactly.
We know that.
We're back to square one.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're going to legalize that here in Nebraska, and we're going to be driving crazy. Unlike 80,000 drunk Husker fans leaving a game.
They're not going to legalize
it
in Nebraska.
Not recreational, no.
Probably not medical either.
Well, it has to go on the ballot.
Well, they got to get signatures first.
Yeah, they're doing it now.
I have to sign that. The deadline's coming up for that, isn't it?
Yeah, there was a girl. I'd already signed it, but then I saw another. I was in line to get a smoothie. And she was hanging out. I said, I signed it already. Good job.
I signed one at one point. I don't know if it's the same one. I need to make...
It's a flip side. There's one for that, and there's also one for putting in slot machines at the racetracks, try to save some racetracks in town. I mean, in the state.
In the state, yeah.
Yeah, well, I signed one some time ago. I should probably sign just to make sure I signed the right one this time.
Right.
This is a horrible story. I'm warning you now.
Not a joke?
60-year-old Marine veteran and Paralympian Angela Madsen.
You're setting this up that we can't joke.
Uh-oh.
Marine veteran,
Paralympian?
Paralympian, you're making this worse, Craig. What is it?
Attempting to solo row from Los Angeles to Honolulu.
Whoa.
Which island?
Yeah.
That's Oahu.
You know, I've been to Hawaii.
Which island?
You like a licky-dicky.
Okay.
She'd been rowing for 60 days straight. Would have been the first paraplegic and oldest woman to ever solo row the Pacific.
So I take it her legs are what's messed up.
She's dead now.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you knew that was coming. Yeah.
She died halfway into her journey sometime between Sunday and Monday.
But here's the deal. Solo rows sometimes have a ship that follows you.
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And they have, like, you know, just in case something happens.
Or this wasn't one of those times?
Well, they also have satellite phones in case they do get screwed up.
If you're dead, you can't make a call.
Good point. You call before you die, though.
That makes it a lot harder.
Point, yeah.
Her adventure was filmed and was going to be featured in a documentary. She last checked in with filmmakers, however, and her wife Sunday morning, but it suddenly stopped. The Coast Guard found her body yesterday, cause of death being investigated.
Speaking of the ocean, see the picture of the big ripped black dude holding the shark in Delaware?
Porn as you.
He grabbed a shark out of the water.
Yeah.
You see it, though? It's a big enough shark you don't want to grab it.
I saw a quick picture.
Yeah, he's holding it by the snout. He's ripped. He's got his arm around the shark. Did it come up and try to get him? He said, no, thank you, brother. And he grabbed it. Is that what happened?
He posed for the picture because he actually grabbed the snout of the shark, turned it around so that...
Oh, I would post for that picture, too. I got a shark. A shark, man.
Yeah, you can't do that. Technically, it's illegal.
Riding a porpoise. Shark.
But you're also, if it's trying to protect, you could claim it was going to attack you.
You can't molest the shark, though.
Well, he wasn't molesting. He was grabbing
but
it.
That's the same thing.
But if you have a fishing pole, you can just kill it.
Right. Thank you, Nick.
No, I don't know if they're always in season.
No.
I really
don't.
Check
out the photo,
if I saw a shark swimming up to you, the last thing I would want to do is
grab it.
I should probably pull this out of the water.
Grab it.
That's nuts.
Now, what's the difference between this lady's expedition and... what was the one?
Diana Nyad?
No, the Contiki. Guy went from South America to the Polynesian Islands, although I think they question the validity of that. Validity.
There you go.
Thor Heyerdahl.
Hilarious the first time you said
it. The Norwegian explorer claimed he went from South America to the Polynesian Islands on a raft.
What year was that?
40s.
Yeah, because these modern day ones are pretty slick.
Yeah,
but rowing things. You know?
No mention of rowing, although I don't know how you get there without rowing if you're in a raft.
What about Tom Hanks and Wilson?
There
Where do they fall on that list? How far did they go?
That big sheet metal thing got there.
Yeah. Well, I guess Wilson didn't make it.
No.
Were they still going to make the documentary?
I don't know.
We're going to have to rework the ending.
How did Tom Hanks get rescued?
He had that big metal thing washed online, and he made a... Because he couldn't get over the waves until he needed some air support. And he had that big metal thing attached to it. Eventually, when he lost Wilson, he made it over that one wave, and then he drifted, and they got him.
Yeah, but he didn't find land. A ship found him.
No, but he got off the island, which he couldn't do. I just rewatched the end of that the other day, actually.
And he just stood in the middle of that intersection.
I know.
That still pisses me off.
No, he's going to see her. That's the girl he's going with, you know.
And it's dumb, but losing Wilson is like the most heart-wrenching part of that movie.
And the best part about that is you forget he's got a brand new volleyball in his truck at the end.
Oh, he does?
He has a bunch of water bottles. He's drinking water because remember he never had water. And then there's a brand new volleyball laying there next to him in the truck.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Wilson 2.
Yep. Or Peter and Family Guy with Wilson. Who's actually?
I don't think that was Peter. I think that was an aside. That's just a cutaway.
It's him going Wilson.
No, you're right. It's not Peter.
It's Tom Hanks.
It's
And he's molesting Wilson big time.
It's implied.
That poor ball.
It's implied. Yeah.
Implied. He's got it right near his crotch.
Well, you know, the ball sinks below the screen.
Yeah, Wilson.
And he's
I'm sorry,
I'm
Wilson.
Sorry, Wilson.
Listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.